Now with Spirituality of the Heart, here's Michelle Vass.
In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul reminds them about the sting of death in sin. He then tells them to give thanks to God, who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul is showing us clearly that we need to put our focus on being grateful. In fact, in his first letter to the Thessalonians, he goes so far as to give us a three-part strategy for Christian life. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks to God at every moment. This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Now, this might sound a little chirpy and too easy to be true. Is this really what God's will is for us? Put on a happy face, say our prayers and say thank you? Let's look at this more closely. Sin is death because it separates us from all that is love. Paul seems to be saying that our victory over sin, that is, how to stop separating ourselves from God, comes about through being thankful. And this being thankful is an attitude that we learn through Jesus, and that love wants us to take at every moment. Now it's getting a bit tricky. Every moment? We can easily be thankful for good things, but how do we be thankful for difficult things? It's worth looking here at the prepositions used. Paul is suggesting that we be thankful at every moment, or in every situation, in another translation, not necessarily thankful for. Sometimes we can be thankful for difficult times because we realise later that they have taught us endurance, resilience, and compassion. That is all good, but maybe Paul is hinting at something more profound here, an attitude, a beatitude even. If we are truly aware of the presence of the Spirit living within us, then no matter what happens in our lives, good or bad, in each and every moment, we can be thankful for this abiding presence. If we believe that Jesus is truly with us in all that is happening, then yes, we can be thankful in every moment. This makes all life a prayer, and if our whole life is a prayer of thanksgiving, then of course we will rejoice always. What could be simpler? I'm Michelle Vass, Director of St Mary's Towers Retreat Centre, Douglas Park. Find out more about us at towersretreat.org.au.